Boy Mene Rabbi Yechanan Mishmuel. Rabbi Yechanan, Boy Mene Rabbi Yechanan, that's a shalom from Mishmuel. Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, or Yein Avelus B'Shabbos. Is there Avelus B'Shabbos, or the same shalom, is there no Avelus B'Shabbos? Omale Yetzit Back, Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. There's no Din Avelus at all on Shabbos. So Tei speaks out that Miyo Rabbi Yochanan Lekibu Mishmuel, even though Shmuel answered it back and said clearly, Ein Avelus B'Shabbos, Tei says that Yishno Rabbi Yochanan didn't accept it. The Yiyo Svira Lei Dvorm Shebetzin and Noi Kedepishas Liyel. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that Dvorm Shebetzin and Asta Locha is Noi on Shabbos. When you're in Ovel, on that Shabbos, you're not going to be with your wife. So even though Shmuel told back Ein Avelus, Rabbi Yochanan was not Mekablet. Rabbi Yochanan's Noi also Ein Avelus, it was Noi Avelus B'Shabbos. Dvorm Shebetzin is Noi. Yasmi Rabbon and Kaimad Rapopo, or Kaimad Mishmed Shmuel. Ovel Sheshimish Mitosa Bimei Aveloi. You should know an Ovel that is with his wife during the Avelus is Chayiv Misa. His mom is Chayiv Misa for that. And Omalei Rapopo, so Omalei Rapopo answered back, Osa Ritma. So only learned that it's Osa. What do you say such a strong Lashon in Chayiv Misa for? It's only Osa to do it. And Vaito Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan Ritma. We learned the name of Rabbi Yechanan like that. That it's Osa to be with your wife when you're in Ovel. Vishmilechu Mishmed Yishmuel. And if you heard something from Shmuel, Hochi Shmilechu. This is what you heard from Shmuel. That Omer Atachlifa Baravimi, Omer Shmuel, Ovel Shalai Pora, an Ovel doesn't let his hair grow. There's an Ovel that took a haircut. Vishalai Pirim, or an Ovel that didn't rip his clothing, Chayiv Misa, for that he's Chayiv Misa. Shenem Marapostik says, Roshechem Atifro, a special postik, no, by Kanim, when you were an Ovel, Roshechem Atifro, so again, by Kanim, a special Lochom, that by Aaron it says, you don't let your hair grow. Or v'gdeichem leisafromo, don't rip your clothing, leisamus, and you won't die. Mashma acha shleiporim shleipirim chay misa. Mashma somebody else fakert that has halacha when he's a novel, he's supposed to let his hair grow long, and he's supposed to rip his clothing. If he doesn't rip his clothing, you should know you chay misa for that. And oma rafer ba papa torna biyova rapsi. Ovel osla tashma shamita b'yemei avoloi. That's the halacha and novel is also to be with his wife the 7 days when he's a novel. Or mice it once happened, Biyachot Sheshimish Mitosav Yemei Avoloi. It happened once with one person. He lived with his wife when he was in Ovel. The Shomtoi Chazerim Eskviyosoi. The Mamish, the Chazerim went and ate up his body. The Shomtoi Eskviyos, not sure means his Eivor, the Chazerim took care of him. Also, that was his Einish back. So it could be a smash mina at the first halacha. Because usually the klal is when the Rabbanin say an Isser, and if you don't listen to the Rabbanin give a klal upon you that says, Saskana for Misa. So it says before, more brachas are like that. Kaloiva, Divre Chom is Chayiv Misa, in the Chanam here also. The Chom said not to be with your wife when you're novel, those 7 days, and somebody's with his wife, he deserves to have Misa. That was his Maisir, the Chazerim, the pigs, pulled away his Eva, like Kaman killed him.
And like Rashi brings down two pshatim, Rashi says Gviyosei Wom Shat is called Gufay. The Chaz like a dragged away his whole body. V'ikad Yamri and some say Nechnami Diyamri Eiver Shalai Imin Sakir Zaver. The Eiver we have Tashmish with that Eiver alone the egg pulled the pig pulled away. Yemor Vayta. Omer Shmuel. Shmuel says like this on Shabbos and when an Ovel when you have the Avelas when the Shabbos of your Ovel is Parchaz Chayva. These things are tchayva to act, to do. Netar is rishus. If you want, you could. If not, not. What does that mean? Priya shirush. That's tchayva. On Shabbos, this is the thing that everybody looks at you and sees your hair. No, it should be like wild, should be open. In other words, Rashi says you should not have a tifas arush. A novel mikra din is supposed to have an atifas arush. His head should be wrapped up like mashenka. And on Shabbos, you have to go without an atifas arush. A priya arush. The hair has to be uncovered like. Chazoras kral yachuruf. The kra, the ripped clothing that you rise kriyah on, even though throughout the shiv it's supposed to be in front, you're supposed to see it, on Shabbos is a chayva to put it in the back, to turn it around and put it in the back. It should not be seen on Shabbos. Skifa samita chayva. And to put your bed straight up, to be soft off the bed, that's also a chayva on Shabbos. Of the Avelis, the bed has to be straight up. Mashenke nilas asandal. That we say in Ovel is not allowed to wear shoes. And on Shabbos, you don't bedavka have to wear shoes. It's a rishus. And Rashi says, because, Rashi said before, on Priya, so Rosh Rashi says, Shemegalo Ovel Roshay. b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, the oval has to like uncover his head. If you don't wrap around your head. The chazeras kral achurav skidus samink to chayv b'Shabbos. These things are chayv to do on Shabbos. There's not to be neig avilus like the chesed openly. So these things you have to do. But Shanki Nilus Hassan, the Rashi says, putting on shoes, it's a reshus. To lav, kuli alma, saimim, asani, b'Shabbos. Let everybody wear shoes on Shabbos. If you're not wearing shoes, it doesn't show 100% your novel. Other people also don't wear shoes. Therefore, you don't have to bedavka wear shoes on Shabbos. Tashma Shamita, it's reshus. If you want to, yes, if not, not. Rechitz, yadayim, raglayim, b'chamin, that arvis is reshus. To wash your hands and face with hot water on Arvis, that's the rishus. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on tomorrow.
Dav Chav Dal Ramad Aleph, in 10 lines down. Again, Amar Shmuel, Chaz is Choyva, and Netar is rishus. These are talking about an oval on Shabbos. When you're in oval, and during the 7 days, it comes out Shabbos. So what do you do on Shabbos? So look at that Pechaz is a Chayva, and the Tar is only Rishus. That means Priyas HaRosh, and Chazoras Kral Achurov, and Skifa Samita is a Chayva. And so on Shabbos, when you're in oval, these things you have to do. You have to uncover your head. That means you can't have an Atifa HaRosh. A oval is supposed to have his head like wrapped up. So to come Shabbos, that's called the Fahesia. You're not allowed to do it. You have to like unwrap your head for Shabbos. Chazoros Kral Echurav. The rip that you have on your clothing, you have to turn it backwards. The Chatchila, like we do, is you change clothing. When it comes Shabbos, you're allowed to put on Shabbos clothing. If you don't have another pair of clothing, then you turn the rip around, the backwards. And Skifa Samita. You have to put the bed up again. That's called Skifa Samita. When you're in Ovi, you're supposed to have the bed turned upside down. Now when it becomes Shabbos, you're supposed to put the bed straight up. These things are a chayva to do on Shabbos. Mashenke, nilas asandal, that we say in Ovi, the mouth, he's not going to wear shoes. Or else Tashma Shamita, he's not going to be with his wife. And Rechitzes, you're dying for Aglayim Bechamin. And to wash your hands and your feet in hot water arvis, like at night right before Shabbos, that's your reshus. If you want to, you're allowed to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. These things are called reshus. When it comes Shabbos, the Avelis on Shabbos, these things are reshus. Like Rashi says, Nila Sastandum, Telav Kuli Yalma Sainim Basanayo B'Shabbos. Not everybody puts on shoes on Shabbos. Floy Mucha Diavelhu. Therefore, if you don't wear shoes on Shabbos, it's not Mucha 100% you're an oval. Not everybody puts on shoes. Therefore, if you want to, you can put. If you don't want to, you don't have to. The Rav Amarav says, Ah Priya Sarosh Rishus. Even after we stand up and the mouth wraps his head around, so when it comes on Shabbos, Rav holds, there's not a chi of ton wrap. If you want to, you could. If you don't want, you don't have to. It's Ah Priya Sarosh, that you uncover your head like, that's a Rishus to do on Shabbos. So the Mar says now, is Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, Mai Shino Nila Sasando the Rishus. How come wearing shoes is a Rishus? If you want to, you're allowed to. If you don't want to, you don't have to put on shoes on Shabbos. Why? The lav kuli alma avidi desaimim misanayu. Because not everybody puts on shoes on Shabbos. So therefore, if you're not wearing your shoes, it's not nika, not everybody can tell that you're a novel. So even though dvarm shvahesya, openly you're not allowed to act like a novel on Shabbos, but not wearing shoes is not called acting like a novel. Because a lot of people don't put on shoes on Shabbos. So the Gemara asked, according to Shmuel, if so, Priya Sarosh Nami, Lav Kulial Mavidi Demagalu Rishayu. So why does Shmuel say you have to like unwrap your head? For Shabbos, you have to leave your hair like uncovered. Why? Not everybody has their head wrapped up. So even if you leave yours wrapped up, it's not Nika, you're a novel. Like, what's the difference? Shoes was saying if you want, you don't have to wear. So how come the head, though, you have to have it unwrapped? Rashi says, Le Kulial Nigla Rishayu B'Shabbos. Some people do keep themselves wrapped up for Shabbos also. So if even if you let yourself be wrapped up, it's not Nika, not everybody knows, you're a novel. So why is it also? So Gemara answers, Shmuel Taimei. Shmuel goes according to his Shita. To Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, kol kra she'enai b'shas chimon ena kra. Anytime you rip, you hurt somebody with mace, your father, your mother, anybody after teshuva for him, there's a mitzvah to rip your clothing. But he says if you don't rip it, b'shas chimum, when you're very hot, that means when you first hear about the news, or like we do, b'shas tekfura, b'shas levayi, b'shas despid, you have to rip it b'shas chimum. That's called a kriya. Later on, it's not called a kriya. Rashi says b'shas chimum means b'shas hascholas hatzar, b'shas misa. At the beginning, when you first hear about the pain that the person makes, that's when he's supposed to rip your clothing. That's called shas chimum. Whoever does not make an atifa the way Yishmaelim, the way the Arabs used to do, is not called an atifa. That's called an atifa according to Shmuel. So therefore it's like this. Even though some people leave the head wrapped around on Shabbos, but they don't leave it wrapped around like Yishmaelim used to do it. The way they used to do it, nobody does it, only a novel does it. So according to Shmuel, what's called an atifa like the Yishmaelim, therefore it's also to have it like that, like on Shabbos. Because if you have an atifa like the Yishmaelim, like the Arabs do, everybody knows for sure you're a novel. Rashi says, "B'chol atifa she'ena katifa Yishmaelim, hilkach kivon dechol yimei shvua shu'ovel misatif ki Yishmael." So the whole weekday, according to Shmuel, you have to wrap yourself up like an Arab. Is im einoy noitla b'Shabbos? We don't take it off on Shabbos. Nira kenei gavelus. It looks like you're a novel even on Shabbos. To kula yalma loynihiga biatifa zu elo avelim bavad. Not everybody, like nobody, wears his head wrapped up like this. Only a novel does. Therefore, according to Shmuel, it's good that you're not allowed to keep your head wrapped around on Shabbos, because since only a novel wraps him around like an Yishmael does, therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. And Mocher Rav Nachman showed him ad guve do dikna. It's how far down does this covering go? Until Rashi says, Gumay Shabalachi, until the dents in your cheek, until the pimples in the indents in your cheek. Lamata mipiv, it's below your mouth. That's how far you have to have this atifa. That's Gomamish all the way down to the Lamata mipiv, to the bottom of your mouth. So that's a special atifa your head is wrapped around that only Yishmaelim did, or else Yisrael did it when he was a novel. But otherwise, they don't wrap around like this. Therefore, on Shabbos, you're not going to be wrapped around like this. That's Shmuel Shita. Mashenkin Rav holds no, an atifa is any type of an atifa. And any type of an atifa, people have that even in the weekday also. Even on Shabbos, people have an atifa. Therefore, it's muta to have the atifa even on Shabbos. It's not nika. People don't see clearly that you're a novel. No. Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yechanan. Loi shonu elo she'en loi manolem baraglov. When do we say these halachis that you have to do these things on Shabbos? That's only if you don't have shoes. Let's say somebody's wearing shoes on Shabbos, then manolo mechichin olov. Then the manol is mechiach to show us clearly that he's not a novel. In other words, when do we say he's not allowed to have this atifa? He can't have his head wrapped around on Shabbos, only if he's not wearing shoes. But if he's wearing shoes on Shabbos, then he's mutter even to have it wrapped around his head. Because since he's wearing shoes, that shows us clearly he's not a novel. Because if he was a novel, he wouldn't be wearing shoes. So it's enough just to put on shoes on Shabbos, and then you don't have to worry about wrapping your head. Even if your head is wrapped, you can leave it that way. Rashi says, Lo ishanu that priyas ha-rosh b'Shabbos ha-sarach legalis choytmoy usvamoy v'ziknoy. When does, like Shmuel say, on Shabbos you have to uncover your nose and your cheek and your beard? Shoye mechuse b'imei avoloi. Then it was covered when you were novel. Lodia kiyein avels for Shabbos. When do you have to like unwrap your head to show that you're not a novel on Shabbos? That's only yella shein manolam baraglov. Avu yesh manolam baraglov manolam mechichin olov. Tiyenu avol, that shows you're not a novel. Avu legalis roishen etzorach. You don't have to like now unwrap your hair. V'yembol is satay petzino afilo katifa se yishmelim en v'kaklum. If privately in your house you want to make this atifa, you're allowed to. Because once you're wearing shoes, it's all right. So Tais asks here, Tais says, Lashonim, Taima, Tichiecha de Manolo, Machichen Olav, Amayla, Amirin Echad, Mahani, Machichen, Venimtsa, Diena, Chayva, Kiyim, Echad. Like, Abizoy, why aren't you wearing shoes? Any one of these things should be enough. As long as you do one of these things, that shows you're not a novel. The Shema, the Manolim, Yeshachach, Yeset. No, it's a din dafkin shoes. If you're wearing shoes, That shows for sure you're not a novel. So once you're wearing shoes, then you're allowed to keep your atifas arosh even on Shabbos. Right, then before Shmuel said that kol kara, anytime you rip your clothing, she'enoi b'shas chimum, that's not at the time when you first hear about the mace, the person died, that tsar is not fresh, is ain't a kara, it's not called the kara. You have to rip it like we do, either if you're there b'shas yitzias neshama, you're supposed to rip then, because that's the biggest tsar you have. Secondly, then they usually wait b'shas haspedim, after the haspedim. And if you're going to be b'shas kfura, then usually they rip b'shas kfura. B'shas, you put the mace in the ground and start to bury him, that's the biggest tsar you have, so that's when you rip then. But you're supposed to rip it at a time when you have a lot of tsar, a lot of pain, it's fresh upon you what just happened. But if not, if you rip later, it's not called a kara, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara, that's true. For Ya'omru Leil Shmuel, they told Shmuel that nach nav shei the Rav, that Rav was nifta, Rav died. He ripped 13 different clothings. In other words, like every day he ripped the clothing, and then the next day he changed his clothing, and he ripped again. And the third day, fourth, fifth day, every day he kept on changing his clothing, and every day he kept on ripping it. So who you see, he kept on ripping it even later on, even after B'shas Chimum. Omar, he said like this, Shmuel said, somebody was nifty here that I was afraid of. He was a choshev person. Rashi says, Bukshiyos. I was afraid of his kashas. Like when he would ask me a kasha, I would be afraid. So therefore, Shmuel ripped 13 different clothing. And Omalele Rabbi Yechanon, Nach Navshe de Rechanina, they told Rabbi Yechanon also that Rechanina was Nifter, and Korah Layosat Reisar Itzdali Milsa. He also ripped 13 different robes he ripped. So who you see, Omar, and he said Rabbi Yechanon, that also Garva de Mistadavi Mistafinaminai. Somebody that was Nifter now, this is Rabbi Chanina that I was afraid of. So you see, you're allowed to rip your clothing even later on, even after Shas Chimum. So the answer is, Shani Rabbonin, Techivon Dechol Shoso Mitkirish Matayum, Keshas Chimum Domi. Hey, these Rabbonin, like Shmuel and like Abyechonin, when they remembered the Mesa of Chanina, every day they used to say over their halachas. So every day they mentioned their name, it bothered them as if they Mace right now. So by the Rabbonin, it's called Keshas Chimum, calls them on, they mention the names. Therefore, every day when they used to talk about them and hear the kashas, it bothered them so much, they were allowed to rise kriya then. Omale Rovin Bar Ada, L'Rova. That Omale Talmidcha, they said over in the name of your Talmud, that Rav Amrin, Omale Talmidcha Rav Amrin, that Tanya we learned. Ovel Kol Shiva Koiroi Lefona. All 7 days is kriya, the ripped clothing has to be in front of you. V'yimbola Hachlif Machlif Kareya. If you want to change your clothing, you can change your clothing, but you have to rip it again. The new clothing you put on now, you have to rip. The Shabbos, what about when it comes Shabbos during the Shiva? Then you have a right to turn around the kara, the rip part in the back. If you have other clothing to change to, machlif, you're allowed to change the Shabbos clothing. The ain't a kareya. You don't have to rip the new clothing. But our code for them, it says clearly that in the middle of the third or fourth day, if you want to change your clothing, you have to rip your clothing. So for the kashrut, it's not a shas chimum anymore. You already ripped once, b'shas levaya. So 3 days later, how come you have to rip again? It's a kasha on the Shmuel. The Rashi says, machlif for kareya, afopi shein a shas chimum. Now it's not the shas chimum anymore. So how come you have to rip it a second time? Now the Gemara, kitan yehi b'chavad avivimoy. We're only talking about Kibbut Avein, Shrashi Shonu. Avolakula Yalma Ein Kureyel B'Shas Chimim. For your brother, for your sister, then the Lachrish, you only rip once, B'Shas Chimim. Mashenka, for your father and for your mother, when you sit Shiva all 7 days, if you change your clothing, you have to keep on ripping your clothing over and over again. Now the Gemara asks, Oysan Kroyim. When you change your clothing and you have to rip it a second time, that rip, Misachin Oyein Misachin. Are you allowed to mend it back together again or not? The first crowd we had, you're not allowed to mend it back again. What about the second time you rip your clothing? These times, are you allowed to mend it back or not? So, pligi bo avua the Ravoshia u bakapur. It's machlokes, the father of Ravoshia and bakapura. Chadom ein mesachin, you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The chadom and mesachin, yes, you're allowed to mend it back together again. And the Gemara says, testayim mitzaraya the avua the Ravoshia the yomer ein mesachin. He's the one that says you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The Yomer Rav Oishia, Ein Misachin, you're not allowed to mend it back, is Miman Shemiya. Who did Rav Oishia hear it from? Man Shemiya, Lav Miyavua, didn't he hear it from his father? So it's a raya that his father hell holds, you're not allowed to sew it back, you can't mend it back together again. Mor says, Loi, it could be that Rav Oishia heard it, Mi Ba'akapora Rabbi, that was his Rebbe. So maybe he didn't hear it from his father, he heard it from his Rebbe. So we don't have a proof which one is the one that said you can't mend it back together again. The back of Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Rava, Ovel Metayel the Unkeli Betoich Beisai. Inside his house, his ladder where the Unkeli Rashi says Choluk Shekareyu. Has the shirt or the jacket that you ripped when you were sitting shiva, when it becomes Shabbos privately in your house, if you want to, you're allowed to put it on again. As Petzina, you could be Noi Gavelis. Abaya Ashkechen Rab Yosef. Abaya found Rab Yosef. De Porim Lei Sudra Resha. He threw his clothing, his jacket, whatever, his sudras, his kerchief, his handkerchief, on top of his head. The Ozo V'Yosef V'Beisa. Like in his house, he kept his head, like covered up, like to make an Atifas Arush. Omala, he said, Lav Sovel Omar Ein Avelis V'Shabbos. Don't you hold it, you're not allowed to act like a novel on Shabbos. So how come you covered up your head? That's acting like a novel. Amalei, he entered back. Amalei, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechanan, that Dvorim Shevet Tzina Noig. You should know Dvorim Shevet Tzina Noig. That this is a private thing in my own house. I'm allowed in my own bedroom, like I'm allowed to keep an Atifas Arush. It's only when other people see me I can't do it. But Tzina, B'Tzina, B'Tzina, you're allowed to. Rashi says, Shevet Tzina Mutta Linig Avelis B'Shabbos. Privately, you're allowed to be Noig Avelis B'Shabbos. And that's the halacha. There are things B'Tzina we do on Shabbos. Like the Moshe novel, even on Shabbos, not allowed to learn Torah. To learn Torah, it's also called a Dovah Shevet Tzina. Only maybe to Mavah Sedra, like everybody else does. But more than that, it's also to learn Torah, even on Shabbos. However, if he comes to Shul and they give him an Aliyah, he's allowed to take the Aliyah. Because if he doesn't take the Aliyah, that's acting the Fahesiyom, everybody will see that you're a novel. But Reb Lezer, the Mishnah said, Reb Lezer Weimer, Mi Shechor Rebbe Samigdash, Atzeres Kishabbos. So again, the Mishnah said the difference between the Yom Tov and the Shabbos, that when Shabbos comes out in the middle of the Yeshiva, it's Oila, even though you're not in the complete Avelis, but that one day is included in the 7 days and it's not Masik. But Hashem, when it comes to Yom Tov, a Yom Tov is Masik, stops those Shiva. The Mishnah did was if you know it 3 days before the Yom Tov, and Halacha we have in the Gemara, as long as you know it even 1 minute, even a few minutes before Yom Tov, you sat Shiva, when it becomes Yom Tov, Yom Tov is Mavato the Shiva. So the Mishnah was a Machlokes, what about Shavuos? So Reb Lezer said that after the Beis Hamikdash Chorev, Atzeres is Kishabbos. As Bizman, they had the Beis Hamikdash on Shavuos. There was any of Tashlum for the Kavonis. If you didn't bring the Korban on Shavuos, the next 7 days you're allowed to bring the Korban. But since there was a Tashlum of the next 7 days, it had a lach like a regal. Vashenki and Bizman is there, there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no more Kavonis. So Reb Lezer said, Shavuos has a lach like Shabbos, that it's Oila, and it's not mafsik. Omar, Zamar says, Omar of Gidl, Bamanashi, Omar Shmuel, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel, and now Mishnah, Nukur, he's the biggest makel. That Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah said, he was the biggest makel. He said that even Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, Kirigolim, is not only at Saris, but even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is also called Kirigolim. That was Rabbi Gamliel's din of the Mishnah. He was the biggest makel. But any Yom Tov, even a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also, and that's why we pass on a loch like that, that if you sit Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, it's Mevatel the Shiva. So loch is Lekula Rabbi Gamliel. Tosis speaks out that Lekura, why did Rabbi Gidl have to say it for? And Lekura Pshita, that Shmuel always says, Allah Gdivri Yamekel Biyovel. So Pshita be passing like Rabbi Gamliel. He's the biggest Mekel. But Tosis says, no, it could be Amol as a Chumra. The Chumra, let's say the Mace is first Mace on Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah is Keshavis, that's called the first day of the Avelis. But if it's called Kirigolim, so you're not Neig Avelis till after the Regal. So sometimes in Afkamina, whether it's a Yom Tov or a Regal, whether it's a Shabbos or a Regal, could be the Chumra. So if we have to say we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, that Tzeres, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all have a lach like regal. Therefore, if you know you shiva beforehand, when it becomes a Yom Tov, it's mevatel the shiva. But if you didn't start beforehand, then you can't start sitting shiva till after the regel. Verse says, Vika demasni leho de Rav Gidol bar Menashe ho. Some learn over Rav Gidol's psak halacha on this halacha. That what? Kol lamid yoim, if somebody is mace, before he's 30 days old, you have a young baby, that's nifta, is tinnik yoitzei b'chek. How do you bury this tinnik? If he's not even 30 days old, b'chek yistam, carry him out to be buried. You don't have to put him in a coffin, you just carry him out. V'nikva v'yisha achas, u'shnei anoshim. You're allowed to have one lady go out to the kivrim with two men. That much we're not afraid of yichud. Avoloid v'yishecho d'shnei anoshim. But not one man with two ladies. We're afraid of yichud, even when they're going to bury this little baby, you're not allowed to let a man go out there with two ladies. It's a shiloh from yichud. Abba Shulam says no. Af v'yish echo d'shtei noshim.